We wanted to know more about how openly gay candidates are faring across the country. So we called Chuck Wolf, president and CEO of the Victory Fund and Leadership Institute. That's a national organization which supports openly lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender candidates, campaign staff, and public officials. He's here with me in our Washington, D.C. studio. Welcome to you.
Great to be with you.
I think some people are surprised that there is such a thing as a Victory Fund. How long have you been around?
Well, since 1991. We've been helping gay and lesbian Americans be elected to office for 18 years and had some great success over that time.
And why do you feel such an organization is necessary? What do you do, for example, that you couldn't get from your party organization?
Well, it's a great question. LGBT Americans have had a hard time entering public life. And, you know, certainly the government has passed laws to keep us out. Certain areas of public service we're not allowed to do as gay and lesbian Americans currently, like we can't serve in the military. There are a number of states where, you know, there are proactive laws saying you can fire people based on their sexual orientation. So when it comes to public service, there are two thoughts. One, if our community wants to change things, then we need to get involved. We need to step up to positions of leadership and be willing to take on the responsibility of public service. And the other reason the Victory Fund is helpful is that there are still places in this country where being elected as a gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender person is used as a wedge issue. The other side uses it against you. Sometimes it's the political party. Sometimes it's the opposing candidate. Sometimes it's third party people who are out there just, you know, usually with a religious bent who are talking about the question of sexual orientation and not being compatible with public service. So all of that is why the Victory Fund works to raise money and provide resources and technical assistance to people who are running.
How many openly gay elected officials, and by that I think we mean LGBT, lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender officials, and so apologies to those. We are using gay as kind of a catch-all term. How many openly LGBT elected officials are currently serving at all levels of government, to your knowledge?
There are 450 who are openly serving as gay public officials.
And how has that changed from when the Victory Fund started in 1991?
There were less than 50 at the time in 1991.
So do you consider that a big – I mean, that seems like a big number, but do you think it's a big number?
Well, I want there to be a lot more, of course, and our mission is based on there being a lot more. There are over 500,000 elected positions in this country. So if you do some math there, you find that that things aren't great. But 450 is a lot better than 50 over 18 years, so we feel good. In addition to the elected positions, of course, there are a number of high-level appointed positions in this country, and gay and lesbian Americans are growing in that number, the current president doing the same thing, greatly increasing the number of gay and lesbian people appointed to office.
29 mayors in the U.S. are openly LGBT, but do we have it right that Annie Parker is now leading the largest U.S. city with she will be running the largest city.
That's right. We've been struggling with exactly how you say that, too.
Thank you.
But she will take over the fourth largest city on January 1 as the mayor. It'll be the largest city in the United States with an openly gay mayor. Berlin, Paris, both of those cities have openly gay mayors. Now the United States will have a top five city with an openly gay mayor.
Do you have any sense of sort of demographically beyond being openly gay, whether – What is there a trend? For example, women versus men, people of color.
Yeah,
is there any interesting trend there that you can share?
There is
with us?
A really fascinating trend. If you look at the 500,000 elected positions I mentioned earlier, about 2% of those are people of color. If you look at the 450 gay and lesbian elected officials, 12% of them are people of color. So the fascinating trend for us is that we are much more on the cutting edge of bringing more people into public service, right? Regardless of their race, regardless of their sexual orientation, regardless of their gender. And the cool thing about that is as the country is changing, you're seeing more gay and lesbian people find acceptance and be elected in certain places. And we think that's a much better trend for us going forward than for the other side.
Talk to me about, in terms of gender. I'm interested in how that works because one of the ongoing topics has been, particularly in the wake of Hillary Clinton's and Sarah Palin being on the ballot in the last election, the whole question of whether people are really willing to give women executive leadership positions, and women in the Congress, for example, are a tiny minority compared to their numbers in the population, and also a number of other countries like Rwanda, for example, where women are half the legislators serving. So talk to me about that. What do you think?
Well, it's interesting, right? You talk about building a more perfect union here in the United States, and you look at the history of how parts of our population have had to fight for their civil rights. for their rights as citizens, whether it's been based on race or by gender. So you see a lag time in coming to parity. So you certainly see it for African Americans. You certainly see it for women. So the question on women is there sexism playing out in politics? And I think the answer is yes. I mean, you're certainly seeing it in different races.
Finally, in Annise Parker, you heard her comments at her victory speech where she talked about, well, now it's all time to come together. Do you think, though, she will be viewed as a role model for other people who are openly gay, who are seeking to serve in public life? Because obviously now she has powerful incentives not to talk about it very much and to focus just on the job. But do you think she will?
I don't think she has any incentives not to talk about it. All she has to do is stand there with her partner and get sworn in and be at official events with her partner, and it'll get talked about automatically. I do think she's a role model. I think she and her partner, Kathy, are going to be seen as role models, and that'll be a wonderful thing, especially in Texas, remember, where she is, you know, for young people who are being oppressed because of their sexual orientation, it'll be a great thing for her as a role model.
Chuck Wolf is president and CEO of the Victory Fund and Leadership Institute. He was kind enough to join us here in our Washington, D.C. studio. Thank you so much.
Sure, my pleasure.